Would you like to live your best life possible, regardless of your imperfections? Discover cutting-edge tools and inspiration to let go of your limitations and expand your life beyond what you've ever imagined. On Imperfect Brilliance, we help you tap into your unique gifts and talents, uncovering and letting your brilliance shine. Join certified facilitators and coaches Betsy McLaughlin and Kathy Williams to delve into different areas of your life, get unstuck, and create the life that is truly possible for you. These joyful ladies have changed their lives by utilizing the tools and techniques they share with you. What if your willingness to acknowledge your brilliance is the catalyst to creating a new reality? When you stop judging you, what else can you create in your life and in the world? Join Kathy and Betsy live every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern to create magical and joyous possibilities for an hour of laughs, questions, tips, and more. We are excited to contribute and play with you.
Welcome, everyone, to Imperfect Brilliance Radio Show. This is Kathy Williams here with my co-host, Betsy McLaughlin, and today we have a guest, Vladica, who is a wonderful inspiration in my life, and I look forward to a conversation on the magic of being present. You know, today I was in a workshop with Corey Michelle, and we were talking about presence, and so this is right in line with that, the magic that presence can bring, you know, with your awareness and your non-judgment. When we're present, can we be in judgment? Or are we opening the doors to a different possibility? So presence has a potency that we're going to explore today. And I know that there will also be some tools that you can kind of weave into your lives as well. Betsy and I have had this show for several years now, and we always love hearing from you about topics, about ideas, about, you know, what you would like to see in the show. And we, like last week's show, for example, it was on class creation, and so, you know, if you have ideas, send them our way to imperfectbrilliance@gmail.com or even to Imperfect Brilliance on Facebook or to each of us, one of us. And we will weave those shows into the, or those ideas into the show, and maybe not right away, just sort of when they pop. We have a list of ideas and then we just choose. So, before we say hello, I'd like to just talk about Vladica for a moment. She is amazing. Had a son die several years ago, and maybe she can tell us about that some more, but wrote a book on it. And she travels the world as a certified Access Conscious facilitator and 3-day body class facilitator, and has her own class called The Potency of You. She's a resident of Sweden, but you can find her often in Tokyo or Hawaii this coming January, or, you know, all over the place. And she's really dedicated to being a contribution to people who are willing to receive their own capacities and abilities, and inspires people to shift their consciousness through transformational processes, and is kind of a body magician, so we can talk about that a little bit as well, and also does some work with conscious collaboration, which it would be interesting to hear, you know, the magic of being present sort of interweaves with that. So welcome, Vladica, to the show, and thank you so much for being here with us today.
Thank you so very much, Kathy, and what a wonderful presentation. I like that very much.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, I think you're in Sweden now, so it's actually kind of late where you are, is it not?
Yes, I arrived yesterday evening from Tokyo. I had like a 12-hour flight, and it has been exactly as you said, a very intense month. I was traveling like I was in my suitcase for a month. I was city hopping and country hopping. I was traveling from country to country, and I also added an advanced body class with Gary Douglas and Dane here, so that I could be a contribution to my own body. Mm-hmm. So now I'm back in Sweden, yes, and it's winter, no winter, but late autumn, so the days are not so long. We have like getting dark very early, but it's really very beautiful. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So it's been kind of a whirlwind, and we're so grateful for you being here on the show with us. And so I wonder, you know, a lot of people when they're traveling, especially living out of a suitcase as long as you have, this past month, you know, could you talk about how being present and presence has influenced your ability to be on the road so much?
Well, it is actually choosing a choice I make and a choice of being a space for me, and not to be in my mind, but always to be present with the awareness of what my body is experiencing, and from that asking questions and having more ease in my traveling, because being present, being present is candy, something that is really living in this moment, and not many people are being able to do that, because we live in a world that is very stressed, and we are not even aware actually that life is now in this moment. But what we do is we use the mind to project all the time and to go somewhere into the future. So to stay present is to, as I said, it is to stay with being free actually from all the thinking, and as much as possible also from the imagination, and being willing to experience the present moment as it is. And the present moment has nothing good or bad in it. It is just an experience and a situation. And this is something you have to practice, because as a body class facilitator, I know that many people are actually forcing themselves into their bodies so that they can become present, but that's not being present. It's, as I said, it is being aware of everything your body is experiencing outside of you and everything around you, because your body is inside of you. You are actually not inside your body. I don't know if that is explanation or if that was an answer to your question, but
thank you. Yeah. I think it was, and I'd love to hear more about, you know, the forcing you're talking about, and what else is possible beyond that.
Well, as the body facilitators, I meet a lot of people, and many of them come to classes and their bodies are very stressed, and they are not actually even aware that the body is included into the creation of their life. So they force the body into many, many different activities which end up in being actually in reaction and not in action. Being in action is being willing to be in allowance and to listen to what is it that requires my energy right now in this moment, because life is a very, very fresh every moment, and see what is the moment, what does this moment require from me right now, and what can I be in this moment. And that is a totally different way of functioning with your body, in choosing from that, in that particular moment, instead of just running, and delivering as much as possible and as much as everybody else is asking from you, and always going to the past or to the future, and never actually being willing to be present right now and looking, what is it that requires my energy right now?
I love that question. Yeah.
And that actually takes you, if you ask that question, then you will be able to perceive the magic of being present, because that is actually, if you have ever experienced something showing up that you have asked for, well, I would like to say that that is the moment of being present.
Would you say a little bit more about that? I can hear a question in some people's worlds. So something has shown up that we've asked for.
Well, we ask for a lot of stuff to show up, and then things are actually showing up in our lives, but we don't acknowledge that because it doesn't look in the way that we think it is supposed to look like. But if we are being totally present with whatever shows up, and we ask a question, for example, is this the change that I have been asking for? Is this what is showing up now? Is this a creation of the choices that I have made in the past?
I love that acknowledgement, including of things that maybe we're not so happy about. I remember.
Exactly. And it can be like, it can be things that is going on in our relationship. It can be with our partner or with our children. And it doesn't mean that it is something that is fun for us, but it is the choice that we made somewhere, somehow in the past, that is showing up right now. So instead of going into the wrongness of it and being upset about it, the question would be, what choice did I make in the past that is showing up right now? And there is actually no problem about it, because the problem is only in the mind. So if you rise above that, that is going beyond, and that is being willing to change it and to go with it. Mm-hmm. Or if you actually don't like it, just change it. And don't make yourself powerless for the future, because if you make yourself powerless for the future, then what you will create something similar that was created in the past.
You know, that's such a good point. I'm so glad you brought that into this conversation, where, because you said it so quickly, but if there's such, so if you don't like what you created, change it. And that can sound like it's something that's impossible to do. So for people who might be thinking, well, that's easy to say, but how do you actually change something that you don't like? And then weaving in our conversation today about staying present. So how do you, what could you say to our listeners about that?
Well, first of all, I would like to ask you, as I talk about the magic of being present, I would like to ask the listeners a question. What magic are you refusing with the wrongness that you are choosing? That is actually a great question. Because if we make everything wrong that was made from our choices, then we are actually refusing to receive the magic of what is showing up right now. This is what I don't know. Maybe you can repeat your question. I was just moving on, talking.
That's wonderful. And, you know, so in staying present with every choice you make, whether you like the choice you make, whether you like what's showing up or not, by asking those questions, you stay with, like, well, is there something that I, you know, that was required to look at, that maybe that's why this is showing up? Is there, right?
Yes. Do we not like something, but that's what keeps showing up? We have not decided to change it.
Yes, exactly, because awareness is a process. And awareness is instantaneous also. And the fewer points of views that you have, the fewer points of view you have to get it in the way, then the more awareness you can have in every moment. So if you get rid of your points of views about the right of the now or the wrong of the now, then you will be able to see the magic of everything that is showing up in your life.
Wow. In seeing the magic of everything that's showing up and acknowledging that it is magic, whether it's something you like or something you don't like, what does that contribute to every aspect of your life?
Yes.
Wow. Oh, good timing. So we're on our first break here, everyone. We're Vladika's asking, she's asking us some amazing questions. And I'm sorry, I think I just mispronounced your name because I went through how it looks on a piece of paper. I apologize. Anyhow, stay with us. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes, everyone, where I'm imperfectly brilliant.
Free your mind with Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers, pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Hi, this is New Age Grammy winner Paul Avgerinos. Thanks for listening to Om Times Radio, and please support my peaceful healing music with a purchase at iTunes, Amazon, or wherever you shop for fine music. Just put my name into the search engine, Paul Avgerinos. A, V like Victor, G like George, E-R-I-N-O-S. You can also visit me at roundskymusic.com. Thanks for listening, and I'm wishing you the brightest of blessings.
Dad, this is fun. I didn't think I'd like kayaking.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it, but I think it's time to head back in.
Okay. Can we come back?
Sure. Hey, be careful getting out of the boat.
It's a kayak, Dad.
I'm going to return the kayak.
Can we walk home?
How about a taxi?
It's a short fare from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Welcome back to Imperfect Brilliance Radio Show, everyone. I'm Kathy Williams, here with my co-host Betsy McLaughlin and our guest Vladitsa today. And we are having a conversation about being present and the power of presence. And I just got a text from someone who's listening, so thank you for your messages. We love that. And you can always reach us on Facebook if you are on Facebook, Imperfect Brilliance or imperfectbrilliance@gmail.com. And let us know what you like about the show, what you don't like, what you disagree with, what questions you have. Any of that is all welcome. So,
absolutely.
Goodness. So we were just talking about, you know, really getting present with what we may have asked for in the past and how it's shown up and often shows up differently or different from how we've envisioned or imagined it would. And, you know, I know, Vladitsa, that you do some work with conscious collaboration. And I'm curious about the power of presence when you're collaborating and when you're in conversation with another. So how does that weave in?
Well, in the classes that I do about the radical collaboration, it's a lot about being willing to be present and listen. What is it that you actually hear? Do you hear what the other person is speaking to you, or are you in your mind already chattering with yourself so that you can tell the so that you can answer and tell your story? And this is also very interesting. This is also a very interesting class because it shows us It shows us everything about ourselves where we are absolutely not willing to be present with what is and be present with the people around us and their choices and points of views. And but we are all the time actually in judgment of each other, and what goes on is the projections and expectations that we have about each other. So that is a lot about the willingness to really, really listen and like expand your zone. And whenever you are trying to say something, just stop and listen to the other person.
So I'm so curious about this. You know, let's say you find that you've been having conversations, and so let's say I've taken this class from you and recognize that, oh gosh, a lot of the time I don't really listen. So
yeah.
As people become aware of listening more, what changes for them and what changes in their interactions?
Well, a lot of things changes because if you're willing to see where the other person is coming from, and if you are willing to see that it has actually nothing to do with you, what is going on for them, then it will be much easier to collaborate with other people because you will be able to not to understand, but to actually, but to be present with them and be in allowance without any judgment. Because many times when we are in conversation with other people, we are putting up a defense system and we have all our barriers up and we are actually not so much willing to be totally vulnerable and vulnerable, yes, in our conversation. So what will change is that that you will become much more interested and actually much more vulnerable and much more present and with and in your communication.
Thank you. So what occurred to me, like, and I'd imagine Betsy has some questions too. So I'd just love to hear, like, vulnerability is one of those buzzwords these days. And it's also something that sometimes feels a little bit maybe risky for people to do. Like, oh, I'm not sure how this is going to be received. And so I guess I'm curious about, you know, maybe you've had some people who have taken your radical collaboration class and out in the world, and they have the willingness to be vulnerable, but then the other party may not be. So I'm just curious about that. And
yes, and here is that is actually the key, because we are all so different. Some of us are really very extrovert. We like to be out there, outgoing, talking to other people. And some of us are not willing to communicate so much. We are maybe actually perceiving and receiving much more, but it doesn't mean that we are outgoing and talking. So the class is actually all about to allow everyone to be exactly as they are and be willing to be so curious about the other person that you ask questions and find out what is it that is beyond, behind that, not beyond, but behind that. What is it that they are interested in? Because every collaboration is about some kind of interest. Do you say interest in English?
Yeah.
Yeah, so let's say the two of us are co-creating something. If I find out what is it that will make you happy in this creation, what is it that would be fun for you in this creation, and why are you choosing to co-create with me, then there will actually be no surprises if anything shows up, and I have nothing to be disappointed about because you have already told me what you can deliver in our creation. And this is what we, many times we don't communicate about things like that, but we just get into a relationship or we get into a project or we start up something with people and we don't ask people questions about what is it that is fun for you here? What is it that you would like to do with this? What is your target? What would you like to get out from this conversation or from this project or from our relationship? And that is a totally different way of creating something if you know and understand where the other person comes from.
And would you also talk a little bit about the when you're present and you're asking all of these questions, also could you bring in the component of what you are aware of that could not be, that is unspoken, so talking about the energy of a situation and how when you're being present that is such an amazing component to all of this?
I'm sorry, but I couldn't hear you so much. Can you please repeat that? I can hear my own voice, so there is an echo here.
Yeah, all of a sudden you've got an echo going. Oh, so do I. Interesting.
Yes.
Goodness. Okay. Is this better? Hopefully it is. I don't hear myself echoing anymore. So some little
input. Okay, great. Hello?
Okay. So, oh gosh, there are so many places and spaces, I know Betsy has her question, in which presence, just the power of being present, especially when we do have projections and expectations of someone, let's say our family, we're going to a reunion or something like that, and we have all these years of history built up between us, and so they expect us to be a certain person, and we kind of expect them to be, you know, who we think they've been for the past years. And then when we're really willing to be present, we can see such different levels and layers to people. And I think it refers back a little bit to the radical collaboration questions you've asked too. So, wow. And what just arose for me is, you know, you've written this whole book about your experience with your son dying, and I'm really curious as to what kind of gratitude or richness, that awareness that could happen to any of us at any time, that has brought to your life.
Well, I made a choice 2 years after that devastating event. I made a choice to live, and that was a conscious choice I made, because life is really right now in this moment, and either I choose to die or to live, and to live means that I am willing to do whatever it takes to be and walk with the creation of the earth, because nothing can actually make us happy or unhappy, and we will all have situations in life that are not easy. This is the part of life. Life is challenging, and or maybe this is the beauty of life. I don't actually know how to put it in words, so it doesn't sound cruel. It's not that I am being without any emotions, but this is life, and it is my choice. If I wake up in the morning, either I'm going to be happy today or I'm going to be sad. And what am I going to do with today? That is also absolutely up to me. And the book that I wrote is actually about choices. The choice that you make to choose joy, the choice that you make to don't give up on you, the choice that you can make to take a risk, because it may be a risk to live. It is a risk to taking a step every day to be totally alive, to be happy for what you have right now in the moment, and don't make everything so significant or make it matter, because this is what we do when we feel bad about ourselves. We look at the past, at the choices that we made, that are, we maybe put blame or shame, or we regret. We are ashamed of the things that we haven't achieved or done, or being a good mother, being a good father, or whatever that is. And all of that is not actually true in the present moment, because in the present moment, you have this amazing choice of choosing something different that can change the future, that can change everything around you, and they can change everyone around you.
Mm. Yeah. It reminds me of what Louise Hay used to say, which is, the point of power is in the present.
Yes.
In the present moment.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And if something happens to you, something in your life shows up like it did for me, that my son was killed, that is something that is changing you. I mean, brutally, if I can use that word. Yes, it does. And I really don't wish for anyone to experience something like that, so that they can make a choice to choose something greater for them. And instead of choose yourself now and choose life now, because life is what is going on right now in this moment. There is actually nothing to wait for. And the only one that can be grateful for you is actually you, and the only one that can change something for you, that is you.
So true.
Yeah.
You're willing to
and you have there. You have all the capacities and the abilities possible, and you have all the gifts, and just by us being born here, being on this planet Earth, we are here because we have something that the Earth requires from us. And just make the choice today to live that gift that you are here for. And it doesn't matter what your position is, because success has actually nothing to do with that. It doesn't matter what you do or what you work with or if you have five children or it has nothing to do with that. It is just a choice of what is it that you would like to be in this present moment, and what is it and how would you like to show yourself to the world.
I love that you bring choice into it, and I think choice is such a useful thing to talk about when we're present. When we get back from the break, I'd love to talk a little bit more about choice versus the perspective that it happened to me. So I look forward to continuing this conversation in just a moment. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And thanks everyone for listening.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
Hi, this is recording artist and composer Yuval Ran, inviting you to a voyage through the chakras, a new double album of guided meditations to transform your life, a sublime musical medicine for nourishing inner peace and reaching to your higher virtues. Get it now at metamindfulnessmusic.com, M-E-T-T-A, mindfulnessmusic.com.
I adopted Bento in 2010 from a shelter. This cat makes me make art. He's always motivating me to draw pictures of him. He just is motivating artistically. He's my best friend, but a lot of people know him as Keyboard Cat.
Keyboard Cat, YouTube star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Start yours today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Imperfect Brilliance. This is Betsy McLaughlin here, Kathy Williams, and our special guest, where we're just having an amazing conversation. And before we dive back in, just because the time is going by so quickly today, would you please tell everybody how they can reach you?
They can reach me. I have a website called blooditsagorgievich.com, and they can also reach me through accessconsciousness.com. And my email address is info@blooditsagorgievich.com.
And could you spell your name for everybody, please?
V-L-A-D-I-C-A. That's my first name, Vladica, and my last name is D-J-O-R-D-J-E-V-I-C.
Thank you so much. So for anybody looking for you. And then just wanted to ask you to, or actually kind of say something, where just thank you for your willingness to be, to go to a time in your life that certainly, you know, someone who's never experienced it can only imagine how difficult it was. And I've certainly have seen a lot of people who cannot get past or move on with their life, I guess might be a different way of explaining what sometimes we will see with people, where they simply, their life stops completely. And so you touched on that a little bit, and where you said, you know, that you made a choice that you were going to live, and you live in every moment. And that really, I don't know if you've ever acknowledged the courage that that kind of choice takes. And I commend you for that.
No, actually, I haven't acknowledged it to myself. And yes, many people have asked me that question. So, yes, and thank you for bringing it up. Yes, today I can say, yes, I am a brave person. Yes, I'm a brave woman. And I'm happy that I can be a contribution, and what would it take really for the book to be published as soon as possible in English? And in the book, I'm writing that I'm actually, and I would like to say it here, I'm very grateful for the years, the 30 years of life with my son, for the experiences that I had with him,
mm-hmm.
and which we have created together. And gratitude is also a choice that I talk about, because I'm also very grateful for the moment I spent with my daughter, even when we quarrel, because that's also the experience that we want to have. And how would it be if we really accept ourselves in total light and with joy, and realize mm-hmm. that we are, whatever we have in our life, it is pain or suffering or judgment, that is somehow a choice that we made. But that is also something that is very unique about that is very brilliant about that is very great or crazy and beautiful and human. So if we allow ourselves to be that perfect expression of life, that child of universe, because we are unique and we are a work of art, so we all deserve the best. So that is who we be. And that means that always being present and being here and choosing more and experiencing the magic of life. I mean, even I adore Leonard Cohen, and he is singing, "There is a crack in everything, and that's how the light gets in." So we are perfect in being imperfect, or how can I put it? Just what is it that you can bring to the world? Be that, no matter how your life looks like right now. And I totally believe that the fascinating moment of creation is we choose our parents, and this is the life this is the journey on the planet. We choose our parents, our children choose us, and that is, we also choose the different experiences of being poor, of being rich, of being everything that we be. And this is all that we ask for, to reach our consciousness. Yes.
Wow.
Thank you. I love that, the conversation also about choice. You know, it's a choice to dwell in victimhood. It's a choice, as you made, to live each moment of each day and not be the victim. And, you know, when we're really identified with the victim, that can be hard to recognize, right? Like, I don't want to, you know, say that I'm choosing to be the victim.
We can acknowledge that too. If we do that, like in this moment, I'm being the victim, and that's fine. Accept that moment and be in allowance with that, and tell yourself, okay, I'm playing the victim now, but I have always the ability to change that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you can be also pathetic, and you can be powerful, and we are all of that. If we acknowledge that we are all of that, and everything that is actually a choice, then we have a different possibility to play in all the colors that are being presented here in this moment of that, what we call life.
Ooh, I love that you're referring to them as all the colors.
Yes, they are colors, yes.
All the different energies.
I love, for example, I have one of my favorite writers is Paulo Coelho, and he is writing, one of his quotes is, "One day you will wake up and there won't be any more time to do the things that you always wanted. Do them now." So do them now, because if you look for something outside of yourself to make you happy, that will actually never happen. And nobody and no one can actually make us happy, nor can we make other people happy. I gave up that a long, long time ago. I tried it for 58 years, and it really doesn't work.
Isn't it funny? Sometimes it's really apparent. Okay, no one else can make me happy. Okay, I can't get the world to change, so I'll be happy. But then the other side is true. You know, it's not up to me to make my mom or my husband or my children or my boss or my, you know, friends or any of them happy either.
No.
That's a whole show in itself.
Yes. And actually, happiness has nothing to do with the ambition or success or money or power or prestige. Nothing. Really. So if you don't worry about the future, and if you don't dwell so much about the past, then it's impossible to be unhappy. Many times in my classes, I ask people, so right now, in this moment, right now, try to be unhappy. And then everyone starts to laugh. Because in this moment, right now, it is impossible to be unhappy. So you give so much power to what happened or to what will happen. And this is what keeps us and holds us into this crazy scenario of not being willing to live. So what if we choose something different right now?
Yeah.
And when we wake up tomorrow, let's just make a choice to stay happy for that day. Just try it. It's not a big secret or a big, it's just a choice that we can make. At least one day at a time.
Yeah. And you were talking a moment ago about the choice to truly live. And it's like, if you're always dwelling in the future, like when I achieve this or when I achieve that, I'll be happy. Or if we're looking back at the past thinking, oh, I shouldn't have, or I should have, or I did, and that, you know, that wasn't the right choice to make. Like, none of that is truly choosing to live.
No. No. Choosing to live is being willing to be here, right now, in this moment, and make a choice, not from your logical mind, but really from what is it that will make me happy right now, if I make this choice.
And you keep choosing. That's the great thing about choice, isn't it?
Yes.
Keep choosing.
Keep choosing and have some fun.
Well, and if that choice doesn't turn out, you've asked, okay, what choice can I make right now to make me happy? And then let's say we make that choice and it doesn't turn out how we thought it would or truly bring the happiness we thought it would. You know, it's not that it was a wrong choice. Now we have more information. Yeah.
And we can continue to ask ourselves questions. So what is it about me that I enjoy by being unhappy?
I'm laughing because I have a friend like that. I really have a friend like that. And I would try and try to make that friend happy and they would just never choose it. And then I was like, oh, they really love being unhappy. Okay, you know, I'm not sure I want to play with that anymore.
My father told me that a couple of years ago because I did the same. I tried to make him happy. And one day he said, I really don't understand why you bother so much because I enjoy to be miserable.
Interesting choice.
Quite a revelation. Wow.
Well, and I love too that he knows it, right? He knows it.
He was fed up with me trying to change his life, so then I gave up. I said, okay.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. Yeah, and probably you were like, you could have told me that a few years earlier, right, Dad?
Yes.
So funny. And I can think of so many people where I've spent so much time trying to make them happy. If only I do this, then they'll be happy. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
How amazing. Ultimately. What an amazing conversation we've had today. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, and thank you for inviting me to your show, and I hope that this inspired, and yes, just choose. choose more fun.
Yeah.
What choice can I be today?
Absolutely. And I know that you're coming to Maui to play with Kathy. So would you like to tell everybody a little bit more about that before the show ends?
Yes, I'm coming to Maui to facilitate a three-day body class end of January, January 25. And it is 51 body processes from Access Consciousness, which are really amazing, about making the choice to have this living, this life, this joy, this vibrant joy, so that you can allow your molecules in your body to dance and to really be present, because what you get from body class is the possibility to have that presence and communion with your body, with everyone, and with the earth.
Wow. Mm.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Vladdy, for being on with us today. And I look forward to playing with you on Maui. You can find more about that at meetkathywilliams.com/upcoming or on the Access Consciousness site. Thanks so much, everybody.
Thank you, everyone. Have a great day.